Is there any other Savior like this? Is there any other God like this? Is there any other faith like this? There is nothing like this. This is the living Word of God that is before us this morning. And you say, you know, I can't really believe that. Really? In every point like I am? Well, we can just go through a few things, can't we, this morning as we finish. Do you know poverty? Do you know poverty? Do you know what it means to have hardships financially? Do you think that's outside the realm of Christ identifying with you? Do you really think that's the case? No, the Bible says that the foxes, or Jesus says the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, the Son of Man hath not anywhere to lay his head. And he subjects himself to poverty. The words of a hymn have been going through my mind the last few days. I haven't sung them because I scared the family. But I've left the words going through my mind. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. Only my great Redeemer's love made him go. You know poverty, my friend? He knows poverty. Do you know rejection? Little ones know rejection at times at school. They don't like it. As adults and Christians, we can know rejection on the basis of our faith and other respects of Christ. It says he came unto his own and his own received him not. That's rejection. In every point, like as you are, yet without sin. Do you know betrayal? He was betrayed by a treacherous kiss by the one who promised to be the closest to him, his familiar friend, his companion. Do you know heavy burdens? They say, look to the Garden of Gethsemane. And see the Son of Man, the Son of God, there upon his knees, yea, prostrate on the ground, your Maker lies with dust and dirt within his mouth, as the very sweat drops of blood swept down his brow as he anticipated the burden of enduring the sins that we deserve, the punishment of them. Do you know burdens? He's tempted in all points like as you are, but without sin. Do you know what it means to cry? And in your quiet time, as tears cascade down your face, he wept over Lazarus. Even though he would raise him to life, he still wept over him. Yeah, he stood over a city that rejected him, and he wept over their unbelief and their sin. Do you know hunger? Very few of us, we know what hunger is, really, in its fullest extent. We all have, those of us are little ones, and we did ourselves, didn't we? You go 3 hours without food, I'm starving. No, you're not starving, you're greedy. You just need to wait a little bit longer for your food. But we all have that experience. But those in the world know hunger. He fasted for those 40 days and 40 nights, and the Bible says, very simply afterwards, he hungered. New hunger. And thirst. Did he not cry upon the cross? I thirst. Did he not know pain? Do you know pain? Dear brother and sister in Christ, the last while some of you have been in hard pains, difficult situations. Your bodies are racked with pain. And it's not coming to an end, is it? And you're wondering where you're going with it. The Bible says of Jesus, in just one respect, his visage was so marred more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. Every beating, every bruising, every lash, and not just those physical pains, but every spiritual inward grief and agony of soul, so that none suffered like as he suffered. You know, abandonment. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you know the approach of death? He went through the valley of death. He knew that his life was to die and to give his life a ransom for many. My dear friend, what I'm saying to you is that you cannot enter into a sorrow which Christ has not entered into and knows more than you will ever possibly know. So when the Lord says that he's touched with the feelings of your infirmities, these are not words to mock you or ridicule you, or to lure you into some false sense of security. But rather, he said, I know where you are. And I will come to where you are. And I will support you where you are. And I will pray for you where you are. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, yet without sin. That means he's reliable. That means he's dependable. That means he's strong. And that means, my friend, he's the one that you go to every day, every week, every month. Go to him.